Now today, friends, we bring our study to the 24th chapter of 1 Samuel, and we continue on with David. David now is fleeing from Saul. He's being hounded. This was a period of testing in the life of David, and it, I think, changed him from a little innocent shepherd boy to a rugged man who became God's man and ruled over his people. But we find in this chapter here that David again spares Saul's life here at En-Gedi. And the reason that he does it, he'll make very clear. We'll see that. Now let me move into this chapter. 1 Samuel 24, verse 1, and I'm reading. And it came to pass, when Saul was returned from following the Philistines, that it was told him, saying, Behold, David is in the wilderness of En-Gedi. Then Saul took 3,000 chosen men out of all Israel and went to seek David and his men upon the rocks of the wild goats. Now that means that David has really gone to a rugged place to hide out. And he does not have, we know, 3,000 men. Saul's army greatly outnumbered David, but David could make up with strategy and the fact that he knew the area and his men were rugged men indeed. Now notice verse 2, then Saul took these 3,000 chosen men out of all Israel, and he went to seek David, and it was upon the rocks of the wild goats. And he came to the sheepcotes by the way, where was a cave, and Saul went in to cover his feet, and David and his men remained in the sides of the cave. Now, Saul came into the very cave that David was hiding, and he goes to sleep. Well, of course, his men are on guard, but they're on guard outside, not on the inside of the cave. They're permitting the king to have privacy in order that he might get a good nap. Well, notice what happens. And the men of David said unto him, Behold, the day of which the Lord said unto thee, Behold, I'll deliver thine enemy into thine hand, that thou mayest do to him as it shall seem good unto thee. Then David arose and cut off the skirt of Saul's robe privily. That is, he quietly and privately slipped up and just trimmed off the lower part of the garment of King Saul. Now it came to pass afterward that David's heart smote him because he'd cut off Saul's skirt. He regretted he'd done that because actually it was a source of embarrassment. Imagine when Saul waked up and stood up and he's in a miniskirt. Well, that is something that even in that day kings didn't do, was go around in miniskirts.